Welcome back, everybody, to Yomi Tater up to Daf Tzadi Gimel and Ways 93b, and we are on the very bottom of Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Aleph 93a. We are in the middle of a discussion about Misayeya, Ein Bo Mamish, or Yesh Bo Mamish, a helping hand, an assisting hand. Is that considered something significant? Even though you can't do the entire Malacha by yourself, if you're just helping someone, is that enough to make someone Chayef? So we've been proving Misayeya is Ein Bo Mamish, that it is not worth anything, and we've given one out of the four proofs that the Gemara is going to bring. So now we're up to proof number two, Amud Aleph Papi Mishmei Derava. We also learned in Mishnah Rabbi Yosi Omer Hasus Metame Al Yadav, that if you have a horse carrying Gazav, so it conveys Tuma through its front legs, Hachamur Al Ragov, but the donkey conveys its Tuma through its back legs. Mishnah is Hasus Al Yadav, Hachamur Al Ragov, because a horse leans on its front legs primarily, and the donkey leans on its back legs, and the halacha is that you must have the rove of the weight of the Zav leaning on that part in order to be Tame, so that's how we see each animal interacts differently with this Tuma. How comes the Gemara and analyzes this and brings its proof? Amai, but why would this be the case that only the front legs by one and the back legs by the other? Even though the focus might not be on the front or back legs, depending if it's the suit, if it's the horse or the donkey, it still helps the animal, still supports the misayeya. So it must be that it's because misayeya is ein bo mamish, and we only focus on the thing that's actually doing the real malacha. So that's proof number two. Proof number three now. We also have another brisa which teaches us, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Rabbi Eliezer says, so the halacha is that if a kohen is doing the avod in the Beis HaMikdash, you need to be standing directly on the floor with nothing in between. It needs to be exactly with the feet on the floor, and that is a halacha. Otherwise, it's going to be not kosher. So, raglo achas al hakliv, raglo achas al ritzpa. So, if a kohen is doing the avoda, and one of the feet is on a utensil, and one of the feet is on the floor, raglo achas al ha'evin, raglo achas al ritzpa. If you have one of the feet on a stone, or one of the feet on, and one of the feet on the floor, rowin. So, we have to analyze the situation to see if this is going to be good. Kol she'ilu yinato hakliv, yinato ha'evin. So, if we're in a situation where if the utensil or the kli were removed, yacholamura raglo achas, you could still stand on that one foot, meaning you're still leaning enough weight on the foot that's on the floor that it would be good enough for the avoda, then avoda's hakshera, then the avoda is going to be valid. But if that's not the case, that if we were to remove the other foot that's leaning on the kli or the even, that you would fall down, then avoda so psula, then the avoda is going to be puzzle. So ask the Gemara now, why is that the case? So why would that be the case? Even if I have one foot that's firmly down on the floor, the other foot sturdily helping me out, and it's using things which is not the force. That should be a problem because it's misayeya. So we see from here that misayeya is ein bo mamish. Now we have the final proof of this discussion. Amar Ravina. Ravina says, Afana nami tenin, we also learn in the following verse. The halacha is that the avoda must be done with the right hand. So, kibel biyamin, if a kohen receives the blood of a carbon with his right hand, usmo mi seyato, but the left hand is helping the right hand, it's like guiding the right hand into the proper place. Avoda sokshir, still the avoda is going to be kosher. Ask the Gemara though, v'amai hakam seyabadea dadi. This is also, the left hand is helping you out, so it should be a problem, because if the left hand's involved, that should already make the service invalid. La mishim daminu miseyein bo mamish, is it not? Because we see again that misayeya is ein bo mamish. So again, we see this proof, shemamina, that misayeya is ein bo mamish. Now, this halacha needs to be understood in the context of the Gemara in Makos, which has a whole discussion about the makif and the nikaf. If you're cutting your hair in a way that's usher, and you're not actually the one cutting, but someone's cutting for you, is that misayeya? It seems to give off the impression over there, misayeya is yesh bo mamish. So there's a lot of different explanations as to how that works. The Taz has a whole pshat that if you're doing a maisa to help, then that would be a little different. Not for us right now, but just to know that it is there. Now the Gemara goes into a different question. The Gemara says, Amar Mar, we said previously, when we were talking about Shnaim Shasa'ua, when the two people doing the Malacha together, so we said, Zeyachol v'Zeyachol, if each of them were able to do the Malacha on their own, but still they did it together, Rabbi Meir Mechayev. Rabbi Meir says you are going to be Chayev, because Rabbi Meir, again, was the one who did not really hold of this tour of Shnaim Shasa'ua. He says you are going to be Chayev. But now I ask the Gemara, Ibayuhu, on this point of Rabbi Meir, but inan shir lazev shir lazev udilma shir echad likulam. So when we're two people are doing the malacha together, so do you need an individual shir for each of the two people, meaning you would need two full shir worths because there are two people doing it, or does one shir combine to work for each of them? How exactly does this play itself out? Now the Gemara is going to bring four proofs about this question. So Rav Chista v'Rav Hamanuna, there's a machlokas between Rav Chista and Rav Hamanuna. Chad amar shir lazev shir lazev, chad amar shir echad likulam. One says that each one needs their own individual shir, so you would need double what you would need because you have two people doing it, and one says that one shear is good enough for both of them. So now comes the Gemara with the proofs. Amar Rav Papa Mishmei Derava. Rav Papa said, name of Rav Afanan Nami Tani that we learned in the Mishnah. Yoshev Agabe Mita Va'arba Talios Tachas Ragli Amita Timeos Mimneshe Ein Yechol Alamud Al Shalosh. So this should look familiar to us. We just had this the other day. So the Mishnah says that if a Zav was sitting on a bed and there are four Talesos under the four legs of the bed. So all of them are going to be tame because a bed cannot stand on just three legs. So each of them are necessary, so they're all going to be tame. Ask the Gemara here, Vamai, why would this be the case that only one zav is being supported by all four of these talisos?
If we're going to say that they're all tame, they should all require their own individual shear of having the amount of weight necessary for a zav to be on it in order to make a tame.
So how can we say that they're all going to be split up amongst the four talisos? They should need all four of them if they're really all four separate things. So do we not learn from here? It seems to be a proof that just one shear is enough for all these things doing the melacha or combining together in order to create something to be tameh or usher. That one shear is going to be enough for all of them. Now comes the Gemara with the second proof, Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Afana Nami Tanina, we also learned another Mishnah, Tzvi Shenichnas Labayis. So if you have a deer that entered into a house, Menal Echad Befanavin, one person closed the door in front of it. Chayev, you are going to be Chayev for Tzad, for trapping that animal in the house. Nalu Shnayim, so if two people join together to lock the door, Peturin, then they are going to be Pater. Lo Yachal Echad Lino, Vinalu Shnayim Chayevim. But if neither of them were able to do it individually, and you needed both of them to lock the door, and then they locked it, then you would be Chayev. Amai, ask the Gemara, here you have two people that are going and locking the door when they actually need to lock the door and they're going to be chayev, but you're only trapping one animal. There should be a requirement to have them each trapping one animal. If they're each trapping the same animal, then it would be half an animal for each. That's not enough of the shear in order to make you chayev. So it seems to be another proof that just one shear is enough for both of them. Now the Gemara comes with the third proof, that if you have partners who steal a sheep or an ox, so the halacha is that if you steal and slaughter a sheep or an ox, then you are chayev in dalad. Hey, you'd have to pay four or five times the amount, depending on which one it is. So let's say you have a team. You have partners who steal this and slaughter it together. So they are going to be chayev. But why? You should need a separate shear for each of them, meaning each of them should each need to steal and shecht their own individual animal. Rather, again, we see from here the third proof. We see that one shear is going to be enough for both of them. Now the Gemara comes with a fourth proof, which is what the proof that we are going to question. Two people who carry out some sort of weaver's reed, they are going to be chayev for hotzah. I ask the Gemara, why would they both be chayev? You should need a shear for each of them in order to be chayev, and presumably this weaver's reed was enough to just weave one cloth, and therefore you would need two of those in order to make everybody chayev. So la misham darmin. So what we see again for the fourth time is that one shear is going to be enough for both people. The Gemara now questions this proof. So maybe this thing as a weaver's reed, maybe it would only do one thing that a weaver's reed does, but if it was used as firewood, then it would be enough to cook two eggs that are easily cooked, and therefore it is chayv for both of them because it is, for something else it could be useful and purposeful to be enough for two people. So that's why it's going to be chayv. So ask the Gemara though, imkain, but if that's true, then it should have just said a piece of wood or a reed. Why did it say this weaver's reed? So it seems to be teaching us that you're going to be chayev, even if it was only the shear for one of them, both of them are going to be chayev. But now the Gemara rejects this also. So maybe also this is a situation where it's enough to sew or to weave a towel for each person, so it would be enough. So rather, this proof don't really use so seriously. So we have three proofs to teach us that one shear is going to be enough for both of them. When we said that two people are doing the act together, and they're going to be chayev according to Rabbi Meir. So that would be even if it's one shear for both of them. Now the Gemara goes and continues and says, Tani Tana Kameder of Nachman Shaim Shotiu Kana Shogardi Peturin, that if two people carry out a weaver's reed, they are going to be putter from bringing a karban because they did not violate Hotzar. Rabbi Shimon Mechayev. Rabbi Shimon says you're going to be chayev. Ask the Gemara, Klape Laya, how can you possibly say that? Rabbi Shimon, the whole time we've been saying, is the whole Shnaim Shasa'u is always going to be putter? So it can't be that Rabbi Shimon says you're going to be chayav. Rather say that the Tanakama says you're going to be chayav. Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says you're going to be pater. So that makes a lot more sense. That fits all the shitos. This was Shnayim Shasa'ua leading into Misayeya, leading into the Shiurim, how much is necessary when two people are doing the same action. This is Tzadi Gimel Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.